Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Velocity Cast. Happy New Year. I hope your 2024 is off to a great start. I wanted to spend a little bit of time this week talking about something that used to frustrate me immensely and something that I have learned to appreciate more than anything. And this was spurred by a conversation that I had with a client of mine and just a talking point that we went over when she was talking about her children and kind of her hopes for the future and the things she wanted them to accomplish. And one of the things that used to frustrate me immensely, and you know, if I'm being honest, sometimes this still bothers me a little bit, was lazy people. The people who kind of contribute nothing to society, who leech off the system, people who can't be bothered to, you know, do their job. You encounter this sometimes. Let's say, you know, you're going to the post office. There's a horrendous post office near my where I work downtown. And it is as if you are asking these post office workers to move mountains by asking a question about sending a letter or a package or, you know, trying to basically have them do something within the scope of their job description. And I used to get really, really angry because it was like, well, this is literally your job. I can't understand why it's like pulling teeth trying to get you to do something that falls within your job description. And people who, you know, my pet peeve for a long time has always been people who mail it in life. You know, I never, especially being in the gym space for so long, I have a lot of respect for and appreciate people who are starting from ground zero. You know, I actually love New Year's resolution gym people, particularly if they can stick with it, right? And I always try to do what I can to help people who may be intimidated by the gym or new to the gym environment, because I think it's so important and critical for life to be there. And so I always have a lot of respect for people who are willing to be a beginner and willing to go into a space that is uncomfortable for them and push themselves. And so I'm not talking about, you know, I have an immense amount of respect for people who are not talented at the thing that they're doing, so to speak, whatever that may be, right? I think being a beginner and willing to fail and willing to be a beginner is an admirable quality. So I want to separate people who are unskilled or learning from people who don't care. I think those are two very distinctive groups of people. Somebody who is new or learning, let's say they're in some job or career, they're probably going to be making a lot of mistakes. I always have an immense amount of patience for people who are training or people who are clearly new to a job because I respect them for going through that struggle. What I get frustrated by is when people just clearly don't care at all about what they're doing. They don't take pride in what they're doing. They don't care about their appearance or how they come across or their personality or how they interact with people. You know, we see this, government jobs are kind of a big place, a bucket that catches a lot of these individuals, you know, that to go back to my post office example, because the jobs are relatively secure and people are kind of there for a really long time. But it's people who could not care less to do a good job, could not care less to leave a good impression, could not care less to put themselves together enough that they look presentable at their job, could not care less how they show up in the world. These people are, were, and you know, can still be frustrating for me. But to go back to the whole point of this podcast, I don't want to just rant and rave at you for 10, 15 minutes. I was having a conversation with a client about her kids and the things that she hoped for them for the future. And she was worried about, you know, the growing percentage of people who seem to kind of mail it in life and what that meant for the future and what that meant for her children. And I had kind of a revelatory moment in that discussion. And it really changed the way that I think about this situation. And what I told her and what I firmly believe is it is advantageous for people who do care when there is a growing number of people who don't. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're somebody who does take pride in your work. You do take pride in your appearance. You do try to show up and put your best foot forward. You do try to act professional in all of your endeavors. You will very easily differentiate yourself from people who don't care, from people who mail it in, from people who roll out of bed with their, you know, PJs on and just show up. By caring, by giving a shit, by doing a couple things to just take pride in what you do, you will stick out like a sore thumb in a good way. And the more people in the world who don't care, the more people who give up, the more people who mail it in, the more people who can't be bothered to do a good job, that will pave the way for those who do care to continue to stand out. And so what I told this particular client, I said, this is actually a great landscape for your children. And if you flip the script and you look at it from that lens, if you look at it from the standpoint that I know your kids take pride in what they do, I know they try hard, I know they put in effort. And just by doing that, they are already at an advantage. And when they get out into the real world, when they get out into their careers, when they start working, it will be very easy for them to differentiate themselves and to stand out and to make a name for themselves early, because so many people are not willing to go the extra mile. So many people are not willing to do the work. And as the virus of laziness grows, if you want to call it that, as more and more people just want to sit at home and watch Netflix and do nothing, as more and more people want to just show up at work and complain and talk about how bad life is and mope around and be rude and unpleasant, the more of those people that exist, the fewer people will rise to the top. The fewer people will take advantage of those opportunities. And so you're actually, if you do give a shit at all, you are competing against a smaller field. And all of those people who don't care are not your competition at all. They will never have the opportunity to compete on the same stage as you if you simply show up, work hard, and take pride in what you do. And so instead of being frustrated, what I have realized is that those people are a gift. And those people have allowed me to get to where I've gotten in life. Those people have given me opportunities because while they were moping around, being lazy, not doing anything, not accomplishing anything, they opened the door for me from where I came from to step up and seize that opportunity, to take advantage of those open doors because they weren't willing to walk through them. And so in life, it's easy to get discouraged or to be negative or to get upset or to get frustrated or to get angry about the bad things that exist and the people who, you know, maybe, you know, you go to the post office to mail a package or a letter and you have to deal with that person who doesn't care and it makes you angry. Now I try to smile when I encounter those situations because personally, nothing against working at the post office. I just personally don't want to be in that seat doing that job. And so if that individual is satisfied, if that individual is doing that job and taking care of that role, that's great. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to be that person. I don't have to deal with them on a regular basis, right? And furthermore, because that individual is there, because they are so unpleasant, I never have to worry about them taking an opportunity from me or getting in the way of my dreams, my goals, my pursuits, because they just don't have what it takes to do what needs to be done to get to that level. And this can sound direct, it can sound abrasive, but the reality is, if you care, if you are willing to work hard consistently, at some point, a door will open for you simply because there are so few people who are willing to do that consistently. Just because there are so few people who are willing to work hard, there are so few people who are willing to, you know, just grind on a consistent basis and show up every day, even on the days where they don't want to. And if you can be consistent, if you can be consistently excellent, if you can have a smile on your face, if you can be dependable, if you can be the go-to guy or girl, if you can just be the person who, when shit hits the fan, people go to rely on, if you can be that type of individual, then I promise you, you have a bright future, you have a bright career ahead of you, you have a good life ahead of you, simply because you are consistently useful, and simply because you are dependable, and simply because you care. Caring and showing up and doing the work used to kind of be table stakes, and now it is a differentiating factor. And that's not to say, you know, this is obviously a general statement in life. There are plenty of people, especially as you ascend in your career or in your career path, that are going to care and that are going to work hard. And the skill set required for advancement there is a little bit different. That's a different discussion. But I'm really referring to early stage. I'm referring to kind of middle of your career. I'm referring to if you're pivoting in careers, like we've talked about in previous episodes. If you are in that position, if you are trying to network, if you're trying to do something different or trying to get to that next level, then simply being consistent, simply caring and putting in effort is enough for you to accomplish tremendous things. So if you are like me and have found yourself getting frustrated with the people you encounter who just don't care, smile, chuckle to yourself, move on with your day, and realize that the more of those people who exist, the more opportunities you are going to have now and in the future. So until next time, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.